Welcome to The Debate. Our discussion today centers on the increasing pressure to adopt cyber insurance, really driven by the systemic risk presented by modern cyber attacks. We're looking at insights from the article, The Who, What, When, and Why, Cyber Insurance, Mandatory or Optional, authored by Joshua Bushley of CyberUnity and John Corona of Osmond. Now, the premise draws a powerful parallel. Just as the Great Fire of London established collective risk management for property, today's relentless cyber surge raises a really critical question. Are we approaching a tipping point where cyber insurance shifts from optional to mandatory? I'll be arguing for the necessity of a mandate focusing on collective resilience.
And I'll be challenging that shift, primarily by highlighting the, let's say, practical market realities and potential downsides. This is clearly a vital topic for, well, every stakeholder in risk management, from the board level right down to technical implementation.
Right. So to begin, mandatory insurance, if it were implemented, impacts an extensive ecosystem. The WHO involves essentially all businesses, especially those handling sensitive data or critical infrastructure, key decision makers, CFOs responsible for financial stability, CROs assessing enterprise risk, and CISOs managing technical security. They'd see their roles fundamentally altered by a regulatory requirement. This is really about establishing minimum financial safeguards across the entire economy, not just, improving security for a select few.
That's an interesting point regarding the collective impact. But I come at it from a slightly different angle, focusing on the technical complexity inherent in the what is at stake. Mandates can't just treat cyber insurance as some simple commodity. We're talking about, quite nuanced products like data breach coverage, cyber liability and technology errors and omissions, or tech E&O, all with differing scopes. And maybe more crucially, the insurance industry itself, including major players like Allianz, Swiss Re, and Munich Re, insist that insurance is complementary. It's not a replacement for good security. They require a high degree of cyber maturity before coverage is even granted. Now, this precondition is pretty significant when reports, particularly from the Swiss market, show only, 16 to 24% of organizations feel extremely confident in their security compliance. So, if the market isn't mature enough to even qualify, well, how can a sweeping mandate function effectively?
You raise fair points about current maturity levels, absolutely. But that is precisely why a mandate could serve a critical function. By requiring coverage, we achieve systemic risk management, pulling financial risk across the entire economic structure. This helps society recover from incidents that might otherwise cause cascading failures. Furthermore, this requirement acts as a powerful lever for raising the baseline. Insurers demand technical prerequisites, things like mandatory multi-factor authentication and documented effective controls, which, instantly raises the security posture for thousands of organizations, that might otherwise defer these essential investments.
Okay, that's a compelling argument for collective resilience. I grant you that. But have you considered just how volatile the market currently is? I mean, if the goal is systemic stability, how effective is mandatory coverage when premiums are skyrocketing and policies are actually narrowing? We're seeing critical exclusions creep in, particularly for large ransomware payouts or nation-state linked attacks. Now, if the greatest threats to systemic stability, these complex, sophisticated attacks, are excluded from the policy, then the pooling you advocate for becomes financially ineffective exactly when it's needed most, doesn't it?
But if we allow the status quo to persist, vulnerable small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, face existential risks. Mandatory coverage ensures a degree of financial resilience, protecting them from ruinous closure after an attack. This provides a crucial safety net for the economic supply chain, and I think that justifies the regulatory intervention.
I'm not entirely convinced by that line of reasoning because, while the intention is obviously to protect SMEs, the rising cost burden could actually impede them. Premiums are a significant and rising operational cost. Furthermore, mandating insurance risks creating a severe moral hazard. Organizations might divert scarce internal security funds toward expensive compliance paperwork, prioritizing the tick box insurance requirement over genuine preventative security efforts. This could give them a dangerous false sense of security.
I see why you'd think that, but rigorous policy design can align regulatory incentives with actual security outcomes, making the prerequisite controls the real point of compliance, not just the policy itself.
Yet the reality of the existing market kind of undermines that hope, doesn't it? The operational complexity of the required controls means that some reports indicate claim rejection rates are as high as 44%. Now, if nearly half of claims are rejected due to technical disputes over controls, mandatory insurance becomes a very expensive compliance step that offers, frankly, limited actual protection. And worse still, mandated coverage might inadvertently incentivize higher ransom demands by cybercriminals specifically targeting companies they know have insurance policies.
The debate ultimately pits the undeniable benefits of a raised security baseline and the necessity of collective risk management against the current limitations of a volatile insurance market. The central tension really is whether the systemic regulatory benefit outweighs the significant cost and complexity burden imposed on businesses, particularly SMEs.
Right. Policymakers are navigating an exceptionally complex choice here. They're seeking to protect society from systemic cyber impact while simultaneously ensuring that we don't trigger a costly compliance arms race that drains essential resources from genuine proactive security defense. The mandate might solve one kind of structural financial problem, but risks creating these overwhelming commercial and operational hurdles. The prospect of mandatory cyber insurance pits collective risk management and resilience against concerns about market maturity, affordability, and real security outcomes.
Policymakers face tough choices. How can society be protected from the systemic impacts of cyber attacks without stifling business or fueling a costly compliance arms race?
As the debate evolves, organizations should expect growing pressure to demonstrate either robust cyber insurance coverage or equivalent risk management, whether mandatory or not.